you like that? I mean, did you really like that?
Yeah,
kinda knew you would. Now stick around, there's more to come on the next hour of True Fidelity.
Broken.
All right, everybody, welcome to hour number two. A little flashback to last week right there with Cynosure. And
off the Cynosure release.
From?
Viathan.
Yeah, exactly. See, you guys want to give me a lot of crap because I can't say it right, but I actually can. And that was the Coachman, which is the easiest part. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
Patrick Galactic.
C. Fry.
On one.
It's good to have you listening along. And we have quite a few new stations this week.
Yeah.
So we want to give good shouts out to everybody out there. We're actually making inroads into the UK. I don't know if you know this or not. So, you know, next week we have to have tea.
Hello, British people.
Here on the here on the big show. No, I mean, actually, cider would be more in order. When I was over there, I fell in love with the cider. So if you like our program, and you can email us at truefishow@gmail.com, tell us what the best cider is in your neck of the woods, because when I come over there, I want to get drunk on it. And that means, with that in line, let's move forward on the big show, hour number two. We have Max 12. They have a brand new CD out. It's titled Special Forces. And here's the title track off of that here on the True Fidelity Show, Max 12. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, what you just heard there is Max 12 off of their brand new CD, Special Forces. It's the name of the CD, the name of that song, Max 12. And on the line with us, we have T. Michael. He's also known as the Rooster in the band. T. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Great. It's good to have you on the big program. Max 12, tell us, give us a little history lesson on Max 12. How'd you guys start? How long have you guys been rocking the scene, and what's your backstory?
Oh, gosh, the bass player and I have been together for about 30 years. We were in a band called Valhalla back in the 80s, did an extensive amount of touring, and then we kind of lost touch with each other. He joined a couple of bands, went out and played, toured, same with me. I went out and toured under my name, Riddle. And about 4 years ago, our good friend Ronnie Montrose, who we've known for about 30 years also, he's produced just about everything that I've ever did, and we got John and I got hooked back up together with via Ronnie Montrose. He wanted us to accompany him on tour, so we did. And John and I started talking about writing music and performing again. And so henceforth, Max 12 was our brainchild about 4 years ago. Ronnie was behind it 100%. He produced the first CD that we put out, which was a mini CD. It had 6 songs on it. And of course, everybody knows this story of Ronnie Montrose, how he's gone now.
Yes.
But we've continued the legacy, and here we are today with Max 12.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing. I did not know your connection with Montrose.
Some big names are flying around there.
Yeah, he got on his bad motor scooter, and he went somewhere better, I think. But Ronnie, one of my all-time favorites back in the day. Max 12, you guys have an interesting approach to where you're doing things on your Facebook, and I've seen this quote a few other places. You have a description where it says, "In a world gone mad, they came to set the record straight." Tell us a little bit about your approach to the music that you're putting out there. Are you guys just having a really good time this time around? Is this go big or go home, or what's your approach after being in the biz for so long?
Oh, I would say right off the bat, what you said about having fun, that's the main thing for John and I, is that we do exactly what we want to do now. I've been signed to several labels. John has been signed to several labels over the years. And, you know, as well as I do, that whenever the labels get involved, you get a lot of, creative conflict, so to say. To put it nicely.
Yeah, to say the least.
So John and I are just having a blast with this thing. We came up with the concept of Max 12. First of all, Max 12 is it's a shifting of all 12 tectonic plates of the Earth. Whenever they shift all simultaneously, that would be called a Max 12. And then there's a storyline behind it where we actually came from the future to help mend the past. So henceforth, if you listen to the lyrics on most all of the songs, it has the conspiracy theory connotations to it, just about how the world, you know, the wealthy elite are actually running the show. The Illuminati, especially, and the Bilderbergers figure very prominently in our structure. And we actually were hired by a private corporation called NexCorp to battle. The final battle will be between NexCorp, the Illuminati, and the Bilderbergers for final power, world dominion.
Where is this battle taking place? I want front row tickets.
It's on Art Bell's radio program.
Right now it's up in the air. We're not real sure where it's going to be. rest assured, it'll be a major conflict. You got to get side row seats for that one.
Yeah, no, I find what you guys are doing a lot of fun and good music besides. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? And it seems like you guys are having fun. Just on something you just said, where you talked about being signed to labels, and then now you guys are out doing your thing, having your fun. What do you see for bands that are coming up? Because I know for a lot of bands who are starting out, or independent bands, they have this dream of being signed by a label. What are some words that you can give to them about being independent versus being on a label?
Well, the main thing is that we have complete control over anything that we write. Artistic creativity was always the number one priority with John and I. As a matter of fact, John just walked in, and say hi, John.
Hey, hi, John. How you doing there?
Good, John. Welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
That's Johnny Mongoose Hampton, the bass player.
Nice.
But I would say that the best advice that I can give him is that get your show down and write. I personally have known people like Steve Allen, for instance, and of course Ronnie Montrose. And one of the two things that Steve Allen and Ronnie Montrose told me over the years is that write a song a day, and it doesn't matter whether it's a good song or a bad song. Who cares? Keep your creative muscle always flexed and moving at all times.
Yeah, that's excellent. Those excellent words of advice. We're talking with T. Michael from Max 12. You can go to their website, Max, and then it's the number 12, max12music.com. They're also on Facebook.
They're double X in that too, right?
Yeah, M-A-double-X. the number 12.com. We'll put it up on our Facebook page, but you're correct. Very good, Foxy. Thank you. Also, the name of their latest album is Special Forces, because they have a big battle coming up, a big battle royale over the universe. And, well, you know.
I keep hearing like the Rocky theme now.
Yeah. Tell us, for those of us who haven't seen it, real quick, take us to a live show. Tell us what we're seeing when you guys hit the stage.
Oh, live show is bigger than life. We've always been fans of Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, Van Halen. I mean, you name it. And so, if it, Garth Brooks is another one, anything that involves a big show, you'll find John and I sitting right at front row, watching and learning. And so, we've incorporated everything we've learned over the past 30 years. We've incorporated that into our live shows, full of energy, never a dull moment.
Nice. Well, we're looking forward to you guys, you know, hitting the road and coming around. Our program is heard on many stations across the U.S. and over in Europe. And so everybody go to the website, Max, that's M-A-X-X, and the number 12, MaxTheBand.com, or follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find out when they'll be in your area. Get yourself a copy of Special Forces. These guys are good cats, and they're having fun, and they're rocking like it should be, just out there having a great time, putting down good music, and, you know, your years of experience, they obviously come through. T. Michael, the Rooster, thank you very much for joining us today here on True Fidelity. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and John, too.
All right. Yeah, John, thank you very much. Here you go, everybody. This is Revolution Max 12. We'll be back. go, Max 12 with Revolution. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
He was hanging out with, they're hanging out with Ronnie Montrose. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously Ronnie's not around anymore, but
also not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Probably.
God, don't get me started.
Don't get me started down that road.
Van Hagar. I don't know. Van Hagar might be in there.
All right, let's talk about that for a second. That's a good one because I think that's a worldwide debate.
Yeah.
Sure.
Van Halen versus Van Hagar. And we all know, if you don't know what we're talking about, two lead singers, David Lee Roth, whose birthday was just not too long ago.
Yeah.
And Sammy Hagar have both led the Van Halen crew.
Hey, what about Gary Cherone, man?
Well, I think we can all pretty much put that one under a rock and step on it.
Yeah. Okay. That was my favorite of their albums. I don't know. No,
it's not. I really feel like it's two totally different bands.
Well,
like,
they still under the moniker of Van mm-hmm. Halen. And if you just try this as an experiment, go to your Facebook page and just type in Van Halen or Van Hagar. Your stream will run for days. Days and days and days, because everybody has an opinion on it.
Right. Van Halen, one of the greatest indie bands of all time.
Exactly. So, pretty much like these cats right here, The Torch, and Save Me from this conversation. We'll be back.
The black.
Hey, it's the True Fidelity Show. Thanks so much for listening. And this is not the kind of thing you should expect to hear. We play the finest independently made music worldwide like this.
Chase dreams and the dreams that come alive. Remove ourselves from this comic playground. The energy you leave behind is everywhere. We can cast our own show in this comic playground. Killing time, just you and
worth nothing more than dust.
Fidelity Show. You just heard Savo with The Game. Before that, The Crying Spell, Butterfly Hurricane, and The Torch with Save Me. Great indie music for you, hitting you right in the ear hole.
Right in the ear hole.
Right. Just it was a hole in one.
Just delivering blows to the ear.
That's what I'm talking about. let's do this, because we do this every week. It's my segment. Everybody be quiet. Time for the indie music website of the week. This week I'm going with my buddies, my friends. I love these guys and I love what they do. The Ripple Effect.
Woo-woo.
RippleMusicBlogspot.com is the name of the website. If you are not familiar with the Ripple Effect and what they do and what they mean to the music business, get out from under your rock. These guys have been touted as one of the best indie music blog sites for years, and they have so many writers, one and several we know,
yeah,
who do stellar work as far as writing up reviews, gathering artists to put out there who deserve attention and just aren't getting it. Their website is very easy to maneuver. There's really not a whole lot to it as far as where to go. A lot of it's on just their front page. You can also, if you're a band, you can submit your stuff right to them. Hey, the Ripple also has a label, so not to get into Galactic's territory, but
yeah, hey buddy, back off.
But they do have, they represent some great indie artists, and you can check out their label right on the website. I mean, I really don't know what else to say except that this is one of, if not the best indie sites around, especially if you're into the heavier stuff, because they really love the heavier side of things. Metal, all different kind of metal, and just hard rock.
But there's a reason they're called the Ripple Effect.
That's right. Because your brain ripples. Anyway, go there. Put it in your favorite. Put it at the top of your favorite. And when you're there, sign up on their little page that, what do they call it, guest book?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that the True Fidelity Show sent you.
That's right.
And maybe they'll give you a thumbs up or something. The Ripple Effect. They're our buddies. They should be yours too. Check them out. RippleMusicBlogspot.com. I'm Big D reporting for True Fidelity.
have it if you don't mind. Somewhere or the other, stay with me. You confuse me with your riddles and your sudden generosity. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Such a petty price to pay. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one. Call me in the afternoon, even by one, by one.
Hey, you're listening to True Fidelity. It's like the radio, but good.
It only makes sense. carry me limp and senseless into your den. Let no one come to my defense. I'm wholly willing to fight on what I might withstand.
The name of the band is Slug Comparison. Now, if you, for those of you who listen to indie music, if you've heard of the band Fenn, F-E-N, they're out of Canada. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the lead singer's side project, Slug Comparison. Really, really good. Bringer of Doom is the name of that track. Half Moon Run, they're also out of Canada with Call Me in the Afternoon. And we started off with Talia doing Fire here on the True Fidelity Show. And there's a reason we have Patrick Galactica in the studio, not just for his wit and wisdom, but because he's a real snappy dresser, and he does this.
Oh, my God. Apparently, guys, I am a super snappy dresser, but that's not what we're here to talk about. This week's True 5 featured label is Slumberland Records. Inspired by Olympia Washington's K Records, Slumberland was formed by members of the bands Velocity Girl and Big Jesus Trash Can in Washington, D.C. in 1989. Their idea was to create a mecca for indie rock, and it is! Don't blink, Little Billy, because the list of alumni on Slumberland is super-duper long. The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, Manatee, The Softies, Stereolab, The Parasites,
what?
And Redress. It can go on for a whole other segment, but Big D would probably like to play some music, so we'll leave it at that. Now relocated to Oakland, California, Slumberland isn't slowing down anytime soon. If you love indie, be it rock, pop, or some other independentness of sound, Slumberland has got your back. Check them out at www.slumberlandrecords.com and tell them True Fidelity sent your happy ass. I'm Patrick Galactic. Slumberland Records is your label of the week, and now you're going to go get it up in your ear holes, kid. Bam!
Die! to free. Ooh, just a taste, just a bite, and just a tease.
Is so boring.
Down to make it heavy.
Like this?
Lower.
Like this?
Go lower.
Like this?
Lower. Lower.
Like this?
Lower.
Beyond reason.
But I'm already tuned to G.
Lower it to H.
No. H flat.
There's no such thing as H flat.
I ain't trying to do what everybody is doing. Just cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know,
Walzer out of LA right there with Am I Wrong, and from someone who's very local
here. Uh-huh, yeah.
Like really local.
Yep.
On our own show.
Uh-huh.
That was Voxy with What Kind of Man. And also, as we tape this, now I know a lot of people listen to this, you know, in syndication and stuff, but as we tape this, The Birthday Girl.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Voxy.
Happy birthday,
thank
Voxy.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
no.
Our present you. To you is not singing you happy birthday on the air.
Exactly.
Right on, right
because
on.
Then, A, not only would you be mad, we would lose all of our listeners. We're not going to ask you which birthday it is, but We do want to say thank you very much for all the hard work and great stuff you do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been with me on a show for, what is it, four years now?
Closing in on 4 years.
Quite a while. You know, that's a lot of putting up with me, and I don't know how... I mean, that's more than my.
Well, if they
wife.
Could hear all the outtakes, know, if they could hear it. All the outtakes, they'd know I really don't put up with you.
Well, there is that. We'll have to do the outtake episode sometime. It's just Voxy screaming.
Yeah, that's right. Whiskey flying everywhere and Voxy screaming. Terrible.
That is true. We have some moments, but no, it's great having that's you on the show, fun. And you're like our sister, and so. Congratulations on another year, and hope your birthday is special and great.
Thank you, guys. I love y'all.
I like to think of her more of like a stepsister.
Oh!
A sister would be too creepy.
Just so you can look a little bit, huh?
All right. Enough of that.
Good to know.
But guess who's back? She was gone for an episode or so. That's C-Fry. C-Fry in the house. What's going on, girl?
Nothing. How are you?
So you were out cross-country traveling and doing things across the U.S., going on a big road trip and stuff. And what's the coolest thing you saw?
Well, a lot of dirt and a lot of rocks.
That's cool to me.
Yep.
And that's a worldwide phenomenon. So those of you out there out on a road trip, you'll see a lot of that too. Hey, everybody, we'll be back next week. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
I'm Dirt and Rocks.
C-Fry.
I'm on one.
We are the True Fidelity Show. Thanks for tuning in. Listen up again next week. We'll be back.
Dirt and rocks.
When the raindrops hit the ground in Seattle, we don't get down, 'cause you know that we make the sound. Drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain.
You've been listening to True Fidelity. You can contact us at truefishow@gmail.com. That's truefishow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Tune in again next week. Same Fi time, same Fi channel.